USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is pressing Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a comprehensive foreign aid package to the floor for voting.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. They're shooting at us, in addition to the fact that our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo. And our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package earmarked for military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. However, House Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that the aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who conducted the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents, faced scrutiny on Capitol Hill Tuesday from both Democrats and Republicans. Republicans questioning Hur about his decision not to charge Biden for possessing documents after his time as vice president.
We did not, however, identify evidence that rose to the level of proof beyond a reasonable doubt. Because the evidence fell short of that standard, I declined to recommend criminal charges against Mr. Biden.
Democrats pressed Hur during the hearing for characterizing Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory, while Hur defended his report, stating the assessment was relevant. The chief of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas, Daniel Rodriguez, who has faced challenges, is set to resign, leaving his position in April. The city has not disclosed the reasons behind his decision to step down. Rodriguez happened to be on vacation in Phoenix when a tragic incident unfolded at the town's elementary school, resulting in the death of 19 students and two teachers at the hand of an armed gunman. Inflation is lasting longer than anticipated by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country illegally. Initially scheduled to take effect Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
Brian Butler spoke to CNN detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane. On the same day, Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. Butler has already given his testimony to federal prosecutors in the documents case.
A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using, following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. The director emphasized the negative impact of cannabis use on the adolescent brain and stressed the importance of educating teens about the associated risks. The renowned Big Bear bald eagles, observed daily by tens of thousands via webcam, may not see the arrival of three eaglets this year. The environmental team monitoring the webcam suggests it's unlikely that Jackie and Shadow's three eggs will hatch, citing uncertainties about environmental factors like temperatures, humidity, and oxygen levels. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.